Lent. Who's excited for Lent? Lent, four short letters, L-E-N-T. But what a powerful season. Just a few short weeks, L-E-N-T. What can the word itself tell us about what God wants to do for us in this time of renewal? L-E-N-T. Well, the L of Lent stands for love. What's it stand for?
Love.
L stands for?
Love.
L stands for love of the Lord. Because Lent is a season of the Lord's love. The Lord's love purifies us, cleanses us, heals us. Lent primarily is not about what you're going to offer to God. It's not what it's about. Lent is primarily what God is going to offer to you. And what does God offer us? God offers us mercy. God offers us a second chance. God offers us a fresh start. How many times in our lives have we entrusted something to someone and then they've failed and we've said, you know, I gave you one shot to do this and you blew it. I'm not giving you a second shot. Well, that's not how God is with us. God gives us an amazing gift in our baptism of making us holy and redeeming us and making us pure and righteous. But even when we sin, and sin gravely, the love of the Lord calls us back. The voice of the Lord calls to us, return, come back to me. And the Lord calls to us even before we even realize how far we have gone. The love of the Lord loves us so much that St. Paul says that for our sake, God made Christ to be sin. To be sin. Who did not know sin. So that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So Lent is a season of love. The love of the Lord. L stands for love. E in Lent, L-E-N-T, E stands for emptiness. What's it stand for?
Emptiness.
E stands for?
Emptiness.
Emptiness. Every year when the Jews celebrate the Passover, they empty out their cupboards. And especially they empty out the old leaven, the old yeast they would use to raise the dough they would make into cakes and breads. Why do they do that emptying? It's because they're remembering that when God brought them out of slavery in Egypt, they had to depend entirely on God, so much so they didn't even have time to let their dough rise, to bake their bread and their cakes. They ate unleavened bread because they were depending totally on God. Our hearts can so often be full of self, full of worldliness, even full of sin. We are told in the scriptures to get rid of the old leaven of evil and malice and fill yourself with the new leaven of righteousness in Christ. During Lent, we ask God to make us empty, to empty us out of all that is not of God so that we can be filled with what? The divine. Filled with God. Filled with love itself. To be empty for God is really what it means to be holy. Abraham, Moses, Mary, all the patriarchs and matriarchs of the Old Covenant, they all allowed their lives, their hearts to be empty so that God could come and fill them. So this Lent, we ask God to empty us out. Okay, L is for what?
Love.
E is for? L-E-N-N stands for no. N stands for no. What does N stand for?
No.
Does it stand for yes?
No.
You're correct. It stands for no. It's a principle of life that in order to say yes to some things, we have to say no to others. We say no to unimportant things, trivial things, so we can say yes to the really beautiful things in life. Most of all, during Lent, we say no to sin. We say no to the evil one. And we remember that in our baptism, either you or your godparents or parents were asked, do you renounce Satan? I do. I do renounce him. I do say no to him. All the ways that we're called to pray and to fast and to give alms are ways that we say no to the temptation to come back to the place of slavery. The whisper of, wasn't it nice back there? Come back. No, I will not go back. I live for Christ now. When we say no to frivolous distractions, when we're seeking to pray, we're saying yes to time with God. When we fast, we say no to filling ourselves so we can say yes to being fed by God's word. When we give alms, we say no to the comforts and luxuries that my flesh desires so I can say yes to serve my neighbor, as Jesus taught us. Lent is a time of saying no, but it's a positive no. It's saying no to selfishness, no to sin. It's denying our fleshly appetites because we're saying yes to God and to our neighbor. L-E-N-T. The last letter T stands for transformation. T stands for
transformation.
Transformation. The word really means to be changed in shape, to be refashioned, reformed. And again, this is what happened in our baptism. We became new creations, literally, remade. Today is the beginning of a transformation that God has for us this whole season long of Lent. It's really to become Christ, to become his body, to become the temple of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus is and was and always ever shall be. The transformation that God desires to give us begins today, as we're marked with this sign of repentance on our foreheads, but it's not meant to end today. This season is really to get us back to a place we're always called to live from. Because you see, putting this mark of repentance on our foreheads, if we go forth from this Mass and we say, yeah, I got the ashes on Wednesday, and, you know, Father gave me more of a smudge than a cross this time, or, you know, we'll have our confirmation students and our youth helping today with the ashes. If we just go forth with that sign of repentance, but by Easter, if we aren't transformed in some way in Christ, this season's been a waste. God already has a Lenten plan for all of us. He just wants us to respond to that. And the transformation God wants is not so much the marking of our bodies with this dust. That's really a sign that points us on to bigger things. Because in the prophets, God says through the prophets, through Joel and Isaiah and Jeremiah, he says, is the kind of fast I want for you to sit in sackcloth and ashes all day and utter long prayers? Is that the kind of fast I want? God says, this is the fast I want. That you would release prisoners bound unjustly. That you would set free the oppressed. I want the fast of you sharing your bread with the hungry. And to bring the afflicted and the homeless into your house. The kind of repentance I desire is that you would clothe the naked and not turn your back on your own. This is the fast I desire. That's the transformation God has for us. To be refashioned and remade into love so that we think about serving Jesus. We think about loving our neighbor even unto sacrifice, not just for 6 weeks of the year, not just for a period of time, but every single month, every single day, every single hour, every single minute. That's the kind of transformation God has in store for all of us in this Lent. We hear the call of God's love. We plead with the Lord, empty us out. We say no to sin and temptation, standing firm in Christ, which is who you and I are. And we desire and seek that transformation over these 40 days. The Lord has great blessings for all of us this season to transform us, to renew us in our baptism, so that we can rejoice anew in the resurrection of Christ on Easter Sunday. May all of us have a very blessed and fruitful Lent. May all of us be marked with these ashes, not only as a sign that we have sinned and need forgiveness, but as a sign that we are called to be holy, as God is holy.